Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki along with
Christina Stoffo.
Have you ever shopped at a yard sale?
Yes.
Several times? Once? A one-time thing? What?
You know, I've been through my fair share of yard sales.
Wait a minute. You grew up in Brooklyn. Did they have yard sales in Brooklyn?
No. But you see, when you venture off into like the Jersey Shore area, there's always something going on. Like, for example, this past weekend, everywhere I looked, there was a yard sale.
It's that time of the year.
Yes. Sure is. No, I've browsed.
Did you buy?
No, but I've browsed.
Isn't it amazing, though, some of the things that people will actually put out for general commerce purposes?
Isn't it amazing what people will buy?
The most annoying thing is whenever you have a garage sale, which I did once, you get these people, the early birds. If you advertise that it's going to start at 8 a.m., all of a sudden, you get this woman driving up in this station wagon that's falling apart.
Yeah.
She's not there at 8. She's there at 6. You're trying to set the whole thing up. Can I browse? What do you have? You know, and then you have the specific requests.
Oh, that I don't know. That I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's not a supermarket.
No, it's not a supermarket. But there are things you should never, ever, ever buy at a yard sale.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This comes from cheatsheet.com. And there are 7 things you should never buy at a garage sale, no matter how cheap they are.
Well,
so you can go to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, otherwise known as the good old CPSC. They provide information about recalled products. Now, all right, you may get that baby chair and it's been recalled. So there are a lot of things that you just should not buy. And the first one is baby gear. Pass on the used cribs, the playpens, the car seats, the other baby gear. Older models may not have the same safety features as the new products, and used items could be damaged. You know, a lot of people buy baby stuff at garage sales because it's so cheap.
See, let me tell you something. My brain went in a totally different direction.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, okay, how many times has this item been puked on?
Pooped on?
How sanitary is this item?
Good point.
You know, I'm not thinking safety. I'm thinking...
You're thinking that Junior kind of used it for about a year and a half.
You know?
And there's a lot of Junior DNA all over
it.
Very nice. That's true.
Yeah.
All right, so we're thinking of 2 different ways. And that's a good thing, too. It's the whole hygienics about the whole thing. And we're going to get into more of that as we go through this.
Oh, we sure will.
Because she's pre-reading. That's why she's a good co-host. And also, you know what? Some toys are also safety hazards. I remember this one, and they mention it here in the story. Do you ever hear of jarts?
No, what's
that? Jarts was this lawn game that was out when I was a teenager. And they were these giant, they looked like darts with these massive 4-inch needles. And you would go out into the yard and you would put a plastic circle down and you would stand about 10, 20, 30, 50 feet away and throw this thing. It was like horseshoes. And you would try to get it into the circle and you would score points as to how close you would get it. But you're throwing this 4-pound projectile with this huge point at the end of it through the air.
No.
And there were many unfortunate circumstances that took place.
Did you have an unfortunate circumstance with jarts?
I almost took out an eye of a friend of mine. Yes. I was at a birthday party. I was like maybe 16, 17 years old, and I was quite the jart player. And I wanted to show myself off because there was that cute girl over there that I had my eye on, and I threw it really far, and all of a sudden the person walked into my line of throw.
The girl?
No. Oh. Luckily, it wasn't her. It was somebody else. It was a guy. Yes. And so it grazed the top of his ear, and that was my jart experience. That marks me to this
day. So you could have like impaled him.
I could have. I could have killed him. Here's a good saying for jarts. Jarts, you could lose an eye playing our game. You really could.
You'll lose an eye, kid.
So you don't buy jarts. Don't buy dangerous things. All right, the next thing here on the list of things you never buy at a yard sale is...
bike helmets. Okay. Mm. Now, are we talking bicycle helmets or are we talking motorcycle helmets?
Probably both.
Again, my brain is going in many directions here.
Yeah.
Bike helmets should be replaced after any crash where you hit your head. Mm-hmm. Says the Bike Helmet Safety Institute. I didn't know that there was one of those.
The old BHSI.
The BHSI for short. Older helmets may also offer less protection than newer models. I'm going right back to the hygiene of this.
Germ time.
Just because, and let me explain. I have been on motorcycles. Mm-hmm. And have worn the fully protective helmets.
As you should.
It gets so hot and sweaty in there.
Yeah.
Once I took it off, I needed to let it like dry out before I even wanted to put it back on.
Here's a good idea.
You know what I mean?
When you go to the yard sale, when you pick up the helmet, how about doing a simple smell test?
Well, the smell test.
That'll work.
That would work. Because you would definitely smell something funky growing up in that helmet.
There's a good point here. How do you know maybe the helmet isn't damaged in some way?
You know?
I wouldn't buy a used one.
No.
Here's a good one. Mattresses.
Do we even need to give an explanation for this one?
No, because everything now is about bed bugs and everything else.
Gross.
But just the whole idea. I get freaked out when I go to a hotel.
Oh, I know. Me too.
I bring my own stuff.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I haven't gone that far.
Oh,
but
I do. Yes. I walk in there with two suitcases.
I just try not to think about
it. One has the clothes. One has the bed stuff. That's just the way I
roll.
Interesting. Yes.
I see. I've never really thought. I just, you know, like, don't examine the egg roll too closely, like, type of thing. You know what I mean?
Also, a good point. Whenever you see a mattress being tossed aside over on the roadside, waiting for the garbage guys to come and pick it up, there's always a stain on it. Every mattress in the world has some sort of a stain on it. So I don't want to buy that. How bad off must you be if you're buying a used mattress that you're going to take into your home, put into your bedroom, and use on a regular basis? You wouldn't do it.
When I broke up with my ex.
Oh, wow. This is a really good story, I imagine.
And we, you know, lived with one another for like about 3.5 years. I threw out the mattress when I moved.
Wow.
It was a brand new mattress that I bought when I moved into that. And I said, I don't even want his sweat touching me anymore. And I was like, I don't care if I have to spend $2,000 on a new mattress. This is the one thing that's going. I don't even understand why anyone would want anything to use. You don't know what people are doing on there.
You do know what's going on there.
Well, how much of what situation is going on that mattress?
Yeah. I would imagine that within the next week to 10 days, there will be such a rise in folks throwing out their mattresses and such a rise in people going and buying brand new mattresses. I would bet you we are going to have like the biggest mattress store in the country sponsoring this show within 2 weeks.
We're helping America here.
Very nice. Wow.
Well, anything I can do to help you people, you know?
And I'll tell you, that story about the old mattress and her throwing it out, that's going to stick in my mind for quite a while.
I just wanted nothing to do with him it.
It's you know what it is? It's part of the process. It's part of letting go.
I threw out everything. I threw out the couches. I threw out the mattress.
Wow.
I got rid of the furniture in the bedroom. I didn't keep a thing.
Must have been quite a home there, folks. Okay.
Moving
right along to, here's a good one. We'll transition into nonstick cookware.
Okay.
Now, I wouldn't buy any cookware. I don't care if the Teflon's worn out. Again, I'm thinking the way you do. Do you want to buy something that somebody's been cooking and eating out of for the last 12 years?
No.
No.
Nope.
You can walk into Walmart or Target and buy new stuff that's relatively cheap.
Yeah, that stuff is cheap enough now where you could go. Like, everyone's running sales every other weekend now. You know, get a coupon. Go to Macy's.
Get a coupon. Go to Macy's. And don't buy your neighbor's old crock pot. You just don't need it. I don't want to be eating out of something that somebody made their Thanksgiving dinner in back in 1998. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I'm not into that either. There are certain things that you just buy new.
How about silverware? I've actually gone to yard sales where I've seen people selling silverware. Forks, knives, and spoons. Now, okay, you eat off stuff in the restaurants all the time. You try not to think about it and you just move on with your day. But I don't want something coming out of somebody's house. What about electronics? I don't understand why. If I see an old video game system for my kid, I'm going to buy it. Why would I not?
That I don't mind. I mean, if there's a way to like test it out, maybe, you know, and just, or you trust the person you're purchasing from, why not?
Well, you know where they live, obviously. If you're going to shell out $100 for an old Xbox and you bring it home.
Better work.
If it blows up your television, you at least know where the person lives and you're going to be knocking on their door looking for a refund.
Well, what's the explanation on this one? Given how quickly technology evolves, most of the used electronics you find cluttering yard sale tables aren't exactly a great deal, even if an item still works.
There's still a good chance that a better and often cheaper model is available elsewhere. Well, that all depends on what the person is asking for.
That's true.
If they're selling you an old Xbox for $10, you're probably going to buy it. It's worth a $10 gamble. I bought a used PlayStation on eBay for $30. It worked fine.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
See that? We're changing minds here on the program. And let's see. We'll skip to the final one here. This is
the grossest one.
Shoes.
On this list.
Shoes. Why would you want to wear somebody else's shoes? If I paid you right now to put my shoes on, you'd probably say no.
No.
See?
You know what grosses me out, too, about used shoes or, like, someone else's shoes? Like, especially with women's, like, open shoes. You always see, like, you know, your feet, like, sweat a little bit. And you get, like, the impression of your foot in, like, the sole of the shoe.
Yes.
Grosses me out. Like, you don't even understand. Like, thinking about wearing someone else's already implanted footprint shoe.
Yeah, where they sweated on many a hot day walking around in the city like today.
Oh, boy.
You don't want to be the new imprint on the old imprint.
Should we give the shoe the smell test?
Yes, you can. If you really want to make yourself out to be the spectacle in your neighborhood, go to that yard sale next weekend and do the smell test. Let's review the smell test.
Start sniffing at the sneakers.
Sniff the sneakers. sniff the open-toed shoes.
Yes.
You're going to sniff any and all bicycle or motorcycle helmets.
That's
Here's
right.
Here's a good thing. Are they selling socks? You know what? There are people that will sell old clothes.
You could do the smell test on everything on this list. The baby gear, the mattresses. I don't know if you can, you know, maybe
You're going to smell the mattress?
Well, no.
No, you don't know. If you threw out a mattress, if you threw out a perfectly good mattress simply because you broke up, I can, you know, maybe you will then be doing the smell test at your local yard sale.
Maybe not.
My goodness. We continued to learn so much about both of us. But I think, though, we're both clued in on the fact that I'm not worried about if things work. I am more worried about the icky factor.
Yeah,
the whole
thing. Worried about the icky factor, too.
Because everything starts with ickiness. Because when there's too much ick, life just isn't very sweet.
No, it's not sweet.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge. She's
Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Think green. Harrison with you. For those of us with gardens, we know so well that growing food is so much cheaper than paying for it. And in cases where you can harvest seeds from your own garden, you can grow food for free indefinitely. Discovery and the Brooklyn Botanical Garden have a few gardening tips even when rain is scarce. You can start by watering in the mornings because water evaporates in afternoon sunshine. Also, water the soil, not the leaves, since deep watering lasts longer. And use mulch and compost because mulch locks in moisture and compost adds moisture. And don't use pesticides because plants only tolerate pesticides, and pesticides end up stressing the plants out, not helping them. And finally, don't plant anything big during a drought because new plants will suck the liquid life from the rest of your garden. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Nicknamed the A-Train, this powerful fullback punished defenders on his way to six Pro Bowls. In 2002, he became the first player in Tampa Bay Buccaneers history to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Hand off Alston. Up the gut, Mike Alston. Touchdown!
Yeah, baby!
So where is Mike Alston now? Mike lives in St. Petersburg, Florida with his wife and three kids. He and former teammate Dave Moore are the owners of Island Way Grill in Clearwater. Mike has spent some time coaching youth football, but these days he's back on the field full-time. In April of 2012, Mike was named head football coach of the Northside Christian High School Mustangs.
We do this together, and we build something special so they have memories for life.
Sounds like the Mustangs are in for one heck of a ride on the A-Train. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.